My friend Jimmy's not here today, but thank you. When this nonsense happened to me, I called Jim and I said, Jimmy, you might have to preach because I have no voice and it's getting worse and worse. And that was Thursday, and he said, I'm sure it will be fine. Friday, I called him and I said, Jimmy, I think you might have to preach, but I'm still going to try. And then Saturday, I called him and I had no voice to talk to him. And I said, Jimmy, you know that you have to preach, right? So he just last minute stepped in for me, and I am so, so grateful for that. And I thank God for Jim, who's always there and has been an amazing, amazing friend and brother to me. He's not here today. He's running. He's running that half marathon that he was going to run last Saturday for Lesotho, for going the extra mile. So thank you for that. Thank you for your kindness, for forgiving me when I'm supposed to be working and I'm not. Today, forgive me, the voice is still not what it is supposed to be, but we will get through it. You've been waiting a while for it, right? And hopefully it will be revealed in this day. So, that's number four in our series about not being anxious, but staying calm. Remember what we said. Celebrate God's goodness. There's the C. Ask God for help, and we'll be busy with A today again. L, leave it to God. And four, meditate on the good things that God does in your life. So do not be anxious. Be calm. Celebrate God. Ask God for help. Leave it with God. And then meditate on the good things that God does for you. So today, it is going to be revealed. But a question first. Have you prayed about... I didn't hear you. Let's try again. Have you prayed about it? It is what troubles you. It is whatever makes you lie awake at night. It is whatever steals your joy. It is that illness that just does not want to heal and you don't know what to do with it. It is that rage that just comes up and you don't know how to tame that rage. It is that job that you can't stomach anymore. It is fill in the blanks. Here's the problem with it. It towers over you. And when it does that, it starts dominating your thoughts and it takes all of your attention. And the moment it dominates thoughts, takes all your attention, it steals away all of your peace. Unless we do what Paul advises us to do. So let's read verse 6. So we've been going, those who are visiting, we've been going through Philippians 4, verse 4 to 8. So we're at verse 6 and 7 today. So verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, the Greek actually says, in everything. So it kind of rhymes. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, in every situation, by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Did you hear what Paul was saying? It's time for us to take it and put it in its place. And where is its place? Behind two other words. Pray about it. Have you prayed about it? Because here's the thing. Prayer is the action in which we take it to God before it can get hold of me. Does that make sense? Prayer is that moment in which I take all of those it's that come at me, steal my thoughts, take this anxiety and put it in my life. Before it can do that, I take it to God and it can't get to me. Because here's the thing, when I do that, I grab it by the scruff of its neck and I bring it before God and I say, God, I can't deal with it, but you can. God, I can't handle it, but you can. God, I don't know what to do with it anymore, but you know what to do with that. And I take it and I put it in my Father's hands and I say, Father God, it's yours now. And I leave it with God. Have you prayed about it? Because there's a promise. Verse 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, through prayer and petition, make your requests known with that thanksgiving to God. And verse 7 says, and the peace of God. And listen to what it says then, which transcends, goes above all of your understanding. Can I just stop it there for a second? God's peace does not come from our mind that goes crazy about this stuff. And I try, when God's peace comes, it transcends this old mind. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. And this word, if you have your Bible or if you go home, go underline it, go highlight it, will guard. What does a guard do? It protects. It stands in front of you. It keeps all the things away that should not get to you. Can you see the promise? If you take it to God, the peace of God will stand guard over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Remember the first one in the series? The emotions that just run, that come from this old heart, that don't think, that just react. And then those crazy amygdalae that sit there with their fingers on the trigger, just making you anxious and wanting you to run away. And the peace of God will stand guard over your mind and your heart. Not in your power, not in your strength, in Christ Jesus. If we choose prayer over despair, the end result is peace and not anxiety. How do we do that? How do we take care of it in our lives? Paul gives three things. He says prayer, petition, requests. They're similar, but they're not exactly the same. Let's walk through them just one by one for a second. Prayer is that posture that we have before God when we go before God. And I was thinking when we were singing Holy Forever this morning, and even when we were singing the names of God, just thinking of that posture when I come before God. Prayer is not me saying a few words. Prayer is not me reminding God, hey, God, I'm still hanging around. Prayer is not me taking my little list to God and saying, God, here's a wee list that I need to give to you. You take care of that and you can keep the change. Prayer is me coming into the presence of the most holy God and being quiet for a moment and allowing the holiness of God to just flow over me before I even dare speak a word. There's a beautiful song that says, you are God in heaven, and here I stand, this little man before you. That's what prayer is. It's me being quiet in the presence of Almighty God. I'll do a series for you at some stage about the postures of prayer in the Old Testament. They caught this. They caught this. In a moment when they were so overjoyed by God's grace and goodness, they would stand and lift up their heads and look at God and put their arms out and just sing for joy about the goodness of God. But the posture just said, look at me, God, I'm in ecstasy in your presence. But in a moment when they were down and out and came to the end of the rope, they would lie prostrate, flat in the earth, and their arms just out to the side and their face in the dirt. God, I have no words. I'm like dust. Do you understand that? And sometimes when they went to the temple, forgive my voice, still struggling a little bit. When they went into the temple and they would stand there to bring their sacrifice, and they hear the choir sing, and they experience the holiness of God, they would be on their knees with their face to the ground. ground because I'm in the presence of Almighty God. Pray. Go before God and you don't even need a word. And when you pray, says Paul, bring your petitions to God. If prayer is our posture, petition is our humility in the way in which we speak to God. I don't walk into God's presence with a swagger in my, hey, God, how are you doing today? I got a few things that I got to lay on you today. I don't do that. Petition is coming as a humble child of God with my little open hands and saying, I have nothing. But there's a lot of it's, God, that I need to place before you. May I please do that? And that connects it to the third one. Bring your requests to God. And when we say requests, I mean specific things, my specific it's that get to me, bring them to God and ask God for that help. Can you see that we're in the second one? Ask. But can I just say something about specific requests? So often, I know in my own life I've done this. You'll just say, oh, I have to pray. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for the house. Take care of the church. Bless us today. Amen. What in the world did I do? What in the world must God do when I do that with respect to my Father? If I just put out some general stuff, God's got to do some general things in my life. But I need to say, God, this is it. Let me give you the most amazing example. Go read it at home. It's so cool to read it. Luke chapter 18. Jesus is on his way to Jericho. And there's this blind beggar sitting at the side of Jericho. Remember when we were in Jericho, Janie? Beautiful place. Sitting at the side of the street, and he hears Jesus is coming. When Jesus passes him, he says, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. Jesus stops, verse 41. He asks the man, what do you want me to do for you? Can we stop there? Do you think Jesus didn't know he was blind? Do you think Jesus didn't know what he was asking? But do you hear what he says? What do you want me to do for you? Be specific in your requests when you come before God. Verse 42, the man says, I want my sight. I want to see. Verse 43, Jesus says, and there is your sight. It is restored through your faith. When you come before God in prayer and petition with your requests, be specific in your requests before God. This is my it, God. This is the it that is towering over me, that's taking me over and making me anxious. Can I give it to you? This is it. Name it. Give it to your Father. Why? When we pray specific prayers, we know that it's a serious prayer. Let me try and explain this. I didn't know how to say this properly. Let me try and explain what I mean with a specific prayer is a serious prayer before God. When I say to you, Hank, I have a problem that I'm struggling with, but I'd like your advice. Can I come over and talk to you at some time? But I'll connect with you and we'll do it. And bye, Hank, see you. And there I go. Hank's thinking, yeah, I'm not sure he's serious about this because we never set the time. But if I go to Hank and I say, Hank, brother, I trust you so much. I need your advice with something that I'm struggling with in my life. Can I come over to you and Beverly Friday evening at 7? I know you'll be done with dinner. I need an hour of your time. I'll be gone by 8 o'clock. Would that be okay? Hank knows I'm serious because I set it up. And I placed it in his hand and I said, is that okay? And I'm going to be there at 7. A specific prayer to my Lord. God knows I'm serious. This is me, Lord. This is my it. This is my struggle. Thank you. And my Father knows it's not one of those, thanks for the day, thanks for the kids, thanks for the wife. And there I go moments. A specific prayer is a moment to see God at work. That's so amazing, and you've seen that, and you know that, and I know that. When I've struggled with this it in my life, and at last I remember, oh, I've done it wrong. I actually need to take it to God. And I sit before God, and I give it to my Lord, and I say, there it is. And I see God answer that prayer. What an amazing moment. Isn't that true, Doris? In all of your 18 years, you've seen it when you've done that, and you've given it to God, and God just makes you smile because you see me. I'm going to read you a little story to explain it better than I can. Abraham, he and Sarah struggle. They can't have a child. At last, God gives them a child called Yitzchak, the child of laughter, Isaac. And then Isaac grows up, and Abraham said, it's time for you to get a wife. Abraham calls his servant, and he says, you go find him a wife. Just think of that moment for a second. Go find him a wife. Okay. Where do I find this woman? Who's the right woman? How does she look like? What is? But that's what he says. So the guy takes off. He gets way north. And then he stops. What does he do? Oh Lord, God of my master Abraham, he prayed. I'm in Genesis 24, verse 12. Oh Lord, God of my master Abraham, he prayed. Please give me success today and show unfailing love to my master Abraham. See, I'm standing here beside the spring, and the young women of the town are coming out to draw water. This is my request. Pray, petition, request. This is my request. I will ask one of them, please give me a drink from your jug. And if she says, yes, have a drink, and I'll water your camels too, let her be the one you've selected as Isaac's wife. So he prays, and he prays specific. Before he'd finished praying, he saw a young woman named Rebecca coming out with her jug on her shoulder. Running over to her, the servant said, please give me a little drink of water from your jug. Yes, my lord, she answered, have a drink. And she quickly lowered the jug from her shoulder and gave him a drink. And when she'd given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too. He prayed, he asked, and he saw God in action. But did you see this specific prayer? This is what I'm praying. Will you please hear that? And he prayed, left it with God, and God answered. And what an amazing moment if I can do that. But sometimes what we do with it, we'll say, God, it's yours. And the moment we say it's yours and we place it on that escalator that goes up to God, we jump on that escalator. When we get to the top, we take it down and we come right down with the other one. And there's it again. Pray about it. Give it to God and leave it with God and see how God takes the load off your shoulders. That's the third one. Let God take the load and let him carry that. And let me make this very practical for you. So I hope most of you do this. If you don't start doing it, you'll be stunned to see how God does amazing. In the morning when you get there, And you wake up and you think of your day. We all say, God, take care of me for the day and thank you for the blessing of the day. Why don't you take a moment and be specific and see what God does? Because when I wake up and I say, Lord, I've got a day in front of me. 10 o'clock, I have to meet this young couple that are struggling with their marriage and I need to give them advice. I can't do this on my own. Will you please be there before me? Will you be there with me? Will you carry me through that? After lunch, Lord, I have a meeting with the worship team and we have to plan all of the music for the rest of the month. Will you guide us and will you show us with your grace how to do that? And this evening, Lord, I have a meeting with the board of elders and we have to discuss all of these things and I name them. So what happens? I go through my day when 10 o'clock comes and I walk in that office. I know that he's there. And I know I don't have to worry because he heard me. I said, God, I can't do this in my own strength. And I know my Father's going to guide me and help me through that moment. And there goes the load. I don't have to bear this alone. When I walk into that meeting with a worship team and we sit down and I look at them and they say, look at all the stuff that we've got here. And I think, I didn't even have to write a word. They've done it all. And you walk before us. When you pray specific prayers, you can feel how God just takes that burden and takes it off of you and makes it so much lighter. Let me end. There's one word that I didn't forget. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, through prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Thanksgiving. Something that we kind of forget a lot. We're good at asking. We're good at saying. We're good at worrying. But we're not that good at saying thank you. Happened to me again last night. I prayed yesterday a lot about something specific. And God answered my prayer and I was so overjoyed. And I forgot to say thank you. But he reminded me. That's so cool about God. When I got in bed and I wanted to sleep, it was like he was saying, is there something that we need to talk about? And I'm saying, no, we're good. Are you sure? Oh, thank you, Father God. I forgot to say thank you. You answered, and I was so happy for what you did, but I really forgot to say thank you. That's the most amazing moment when I say thank you and I see my Father smile. And he says, when it comes up again, I'll be there for you. And I'll take care of it. In thanksgiving, we tell God about it. We take it to him. We trust him with it. We leave it with him. And we thank him. So here's my challenge. Don't let it get to you. Don't let it steal your joy. Don't let it try and run your life. Pray about it. Amen. Take a few moments of silent prayer and then I'll pray with you. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for reminding us not to be anxious, but to take it to you. Thank you that you hear when we pray. Thank you that you are excited when we pray. Thank you for this gift of prayer. We love you, and we're excited, Lord, about what you are doing in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.